Good morning, everyone. It's another wonderful day to be alive, and we are so blessed by our Heavenly Father. Let me point out something specifically He's been doing. We all know how rainy and windy it gets during the weeks or the last few weeks, but come the weekends, the rains go away, the winds settle down, and I'm actually able to get out in the bush and do some recording. So God, I believe God is in control. Do you? Well, today, I want to talk to you about living fearlessly. Yeah, that's right. Living our lives without fear. But before we get into that, I'd like to lay a little bit of a baseline. We've all had difficult times. We've been through hard times. I know that. It's a human experience. We've experienced fear and dread, and sometimes dread can just tear you down. And it can destroy you. So, here's something else. I don't think that lines up with the teachings of Jesus. You see, He said many times, don't fear, or fear not, or be not afraid. That was clear in Jesus' teachings, and it was also clear in the Old Testament. Don't be afraid. When things look catastrophic, don't be afraid. Trust God. So although Jesus has told us to do that, why do we still fear? Well, let me explain what I believe is going on. And I think it's time that we're just honest with ourselves, don't you? Well, I believe, personally, that we just don't believe the Bible. Kind of simple. Well, let me explain. Back when we were kids, many of us learned some of the Bible stories in the Bible, and you could go through those in your mind. I mean, we learned about David and Goliath, and wow, what an amazing story. And Daniel in the lion's den, where God shut the mouths of the lions, and Daniel probably had a good night's sleep. Or the three Hebrew children who were thrown into a furnace of fire, and then a fourth one shows up, and then the three Hebrew children come out, and their clothes didn't even smell like smoke. And we go, that is incredible. And then there's Elijah. Now, Elijah, this prophet of God, he calls down fire from heaven and destroys the prophets of Baal. And we go, wow, isn't God good? But then we grew up. We got smarter. We got more mature. So much for growing up. I think we need to get back to being kids again and having the faith of a child. Can we do that? Well, I believe we can. It's going to take some work, but we can get back to having that faith as a child. So how do we get back there? Well, today I would like for you to go with me back to a very familiar psalm that we've looked at several times, but it just seems like it keeps surfacing. And so we're going to look at it again today. So go with me to Psalms 23, and I think we can find the secret to getting back to that trusting God the way we did as a child. So that's what we're going to look at. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the day you've given us. This is a beautiful day. Thank you for the very obvious blessings of you controlling the weather and making these things work out for us. Lord, you're the only one that can control the weather. As smart as mankind is, he cannot control the weather. And you're in control of that. But help us to realize, though, you can control the weather, but you can also look after or protect, or guide, or provide for our lives. And it doesn't matter the situation. So help us to get our heads around that today. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. So let's go to Psalms 23, verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, we could just read that and go on, but I don't want to do that. There's so much here. First, the Lord is. Who is this Lord? This, I believe this is the sovereign God of the universe. He is in control. He created all things. He'll wrap all things up. All things that breathe or move, He created. He provides for. He sustains. He has an answer for everything. If we'll just go to Him and listen to Him, He is Yahweh. He is God, the I am that I am. He's God, the Lord. That's who He is. Then David switches. The Lord is my. The focus changes from God to a very personal focus. He's mine. Come on, folks, get that. The Lord, the sovereign God of the universe, He is, but He is also mine. Now listen, not everybody can say that. You see, only those who in our day and age that have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and we put our confidence and faith in Him, we can confidently say, the Lord is mine. I am His, He is mine. I've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am His. The Lord is mine. But let's continue. He's my shepherd. Well, what does that mean to you? Well, we know that shepherds provide, protect, guide, look after. Shepherds know their sheep. The biblical shepherd was much more intimately acquainted with his sheep. They didn't chase them with motorcycles and helicopters. He led his sheep, and his sheep followed him. And the Lord, this God of the universe who can do all things and know all things, He's my shepherd. If you let that sink in, it'll change your life. I know we've heard this over and over and over again, but just get it this time. We need to believe this. The Lord, the God who knows all things, is my shepherd. He'll look after me. He'll provide. He'll guide. He'll correct. He'll do what's necessary for me. Let's trust Him to do that. And He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Do you believe that? Come on, folks. I shall not want. That means those things that I need, He will provide for me. Yeah, can you feel the fear reducing and the dread vanishing away because the Lord is my shepherd? Do we actually believe He will give us what we need? Well, listen, the Christian life is fueled by a life of faith in an inconceivably powerful God. And I believe that He will look after us. I also believe that our lives can be so much better than what they currently are if we'll just believe. That will give us so much more peace and comfort. But there's something we have to do before we can achieve that. Well, first believe, Matthew adds the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Well, what things? Well, in the context, it's things that we need. So it's almost dovetails into Psalms 23. Jesus said, if we will seek God and His righteousness, then He will give us all we need. Are we doing that? Well, with our good shepherd, we can confidently say we have all we need. So let's just start believing that. Let's look at verse number 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Well, those who know sheep know that the sheep will not lie down unless his belly's full. And he will not relax next to flowing water. So the good shepherd provides this kind of environment for him to get full and to relax. But I want you to see something. The Bible says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Catch that. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The God of the universe created all that we can see and know will guide me and lead me into a place of relaxation and comfort. He'll let me be in the green meadows and the smooth waters. This is a picture of comfort and contentment. Wow. Our psalm continues in verse number 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Our good shepherd, my good shepherd, he will restore us and rebuild us and refresh us. Do you need refreshing right now? Do you need to be encouraged and lifted up? I know a lot of people might be struggling, but the Bible says that our good shepherd, if he is yours and you are his, then he will restore us and lift us up. If you're broken, he will restore you. If you're hurting, he will remove the pain. Well, some say, well, I know that God will restore me one day in heaven. Well, I personally believe that God will restore us right now in this life. And the last part of this verse proves that. He says he will lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And that is now. That is the way we walk and live now. And he will lead us in those right ways now. So God can and will restore us. It's his desire. You see, God will lead us in the right ways of living. And there's a reason for that. I believe he leads us in the right ways of living because every shepherd is known by the condition of his sheep. Basically, his reputation depends on the way we live. You ever thought about it? God's reputation depends on the way we live. So, the way we live, the joy that we experience in him, the peace and comfort that we enjoy will reflect markedly on our good shepherd. Now, let me ask you, what kind of image of God will someone get by looking at you and me? Something to think about. And I believe that's why our good shepherd will lead us into the right paths. And that is for his namesake. But let's get realistic. All of us go through some very deep and dark valleys at times. Well, what do we do then? David writes in verse number 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I can almost imagine a little sheep following his shepherd, going in to a ravine, and it's dark and dangerous, and the wind is howling through, and who knows what's watching. But the sheep doesn't look on the surroundings. He keeps his eyes on the shepherd. And the sheep says, it's going to be okay because he's here. That's what that confidence, when you're going through the valley, that's what that confidence in your shepherd can do. I don't have to fear because he is here. You see, when we're heartbroken, we don't have to fear. When your health falls apart and the valley seems dark, we don't have to fear. When the economy crashes, We don't have to fear. When your family is grabbed by the coronavirus, you don't have to fear. That's why you and I can live fearlessly, because our shepherd is here and he is able. But something to keep in mind, sometimes we make some bad decisions and we get in trouble by our own choice. Well, there's a reason that the shepherd's staff has a crook on the end of it. You see, the staff is designed for protection, for knocking off predators. But that crook, it's designed when the sheep step out of line, he reaches out and he just pulls us gently back in line. You see, there is a reason for his staff and rod, and he will not hesitate to use it. But truly, if you are his and he is yours. Listen, don't run from him. If you've gone off track, don't run from him. He'll catch you. It doesn't matter where you go, he'll bring you back. And Jonah learned the hard way in the gut of a big fish. We all know the story. Then our song continues, verse number 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Wow, this sounds incredible, but I don't want you to miss this. Our good shepherd will put a table out with the most sumptuous meal and drink for us to sit down and enjoy, with everybody who wants to destroy us gathered around watching us. It's almost like the good shepherd is saying, look what I'm doing for those who are mine. He takes pride and confidence in his sheep and his followers who will trust and have confidence in him regardless of the situation. Hallelujah. We reflect on our shepherd. To live as he wants us to live, to have a confidence so strong in our shepherd that nothing ever, ever will ever shake us. Then we can live fearlessly. But there's something else that I want to add. A fearless life only comes through the partnership that we have with our good shepherd. Well, let me explain. His job is to lead us and to feed us, and his job is to protect us and guide us. Our job is to just trust that he will. So, will we trust him? Will we actually believe that he's able and he will look after us? Well, there's another verse that I want to look at, and if you're a farmer, you might appreciate this one. Verse number 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now, look, something is following us. And according to David, that's goodness and mercy. Well, I can just imagine that we're being followed by the great sheepdogs, goodness and mercy. Anybody who knows cattle dogs or have watched them work, you know that they are incredible at what they do. One dog can do the work of 4 or 5 people, and he does it incredibly well. And most of them, they have the inbuilt, inbred instinct to do that. I remember one time I took little Charlie out to the beach, and he liked to chase his stick. I'd throw it, and he'd bring it back to me. And I remember one time there were some kelpies there, and as Charlie proudly brought his stick to me, I looked, and there were kelpies surrounding him, just following him. But Charlie brought his stick. I thought that was incredible. I wished I could have got a picture of it. But you see, the cattle dogs, these cattle dogs are incredible creatures, but remember, they do exactly what the shepherd tells them to do. He's the one who's in charge of the sheep, and they will do what he wants. No wonder Jesus said in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they will follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Do you hear that powerful comment? No one, absolutely no one or no thing can touch us. Why? Because our good shepherd and his sheepdogs will look after us. Hallelujah. And then finally one day, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heaven, a place of perfect peace and safety. A place of worship and discovery. A place that the shepherd, our good shepherd, has prepared for his sheep. One day, we'll be there. But for now, will we choose to trust our good shepherd? That's the question we must answer today. And may I conclude with this? Will we choose now to live fearlessly with our confidence in our good shepherd? Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for this wonderful passage of scripture that we've looked at several times before, but it never loses its attraction or its power. Lord, help us to just believe and act on what we have just talked about. It's not worth anything on the page, but let's take it from the page and apply it in our lives and trust our good shepherd as he desires for us to. And then we can live fearlessly. Help us to do that in Jesus' name. Amen.